I was asked the following question: should a child be taught that on Yom Kippur, if he is eating that or she is eating, that he or she should refrain from eating in front of adults? Is it proper to encourage children to fast in front of adults, even if they have to eat, but do so not in front of adults? So I think from a strict halachic perspective, a child can eat wherever he or she wants on Yom Kippur. However, teaching children at the appropriate age to fast in front of adults on Yom Kippur, where possible, I think it can be valuable for at least two reasons. First of all, doing so expresses sensitivity. Children understand that some adults may struggle to fast for an entire day on Yom Kippur. Let's say a child has a special toy that another child very much desires but does not own. Then it would be inappropriate for the first child to play with that toy in front of the second child. Similarly, someone who is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur should also demonstrate sensitivity and not eat in front of someone who is not permitted to eat then. Additionally, telling a child not to eat in front of adult on Yom Kippur can help create a shared Yom Kippur experience for children and adults. So based on the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Nun, Sif Katan Hey, writes the following, that even though a child, this is with respect to a fast day for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and here the Mishnah Berurah says, Afal Gav She'ed B'chuyom L'chanchem Afilu Ben Yud Beis Shana V'Afilu Batani Shels, even though you don't have to, there's no obligation to educate them to fast, even when the boy is 12, even to fast for a certain number of hours, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Roy L'chanchem, it's fitting to educate them, Shelo Yochlu Rak Kedei Kiyum HaGuf, Lechem Umayim. They should eat whatever's basically necessary, bread and water, or sha'ar, machal pashut lefi hatinok, or other simple food that is necessary for the child, kidei sheyisablu metzibur, so that the child can mourn with the rest of the community. Based on this logic, teaching our children to fast in front of Yom Kippur, to fast in front of adults on Yom Kippur, where possible, allows our children to do the same thing that they can accomplish on a fast day over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What does it allow them to do? It allows them to join with the adults more fully in the Yom Kippur experience. It creates a shared Yom Kippur experience between adult and child. And therefore, I think where possible, if the child's old enough to understand, it's a wonderful teaching moment, both from a sensitivity perspective and from a shared religious Yom Kippur experience perspective as well.